The tiny auditorium in Bloomington's public library downtown was packed. More than 70 people gathered there on a recent Tuesday.
We're going to go ahead and start. So
and Georgette Davis was running the show.
So I'm going to be your Oprah Winfrey for today, okay?
Davis is from Ball State University's Office of Charter Schools. They organized the meeting to get feedback about a proposal to build Bloomington's second charter school.
This isn't a debate. Let me say it again. This is not a debate, okay? This is a public hearing.
But a debate is what they got, a debate about how much the new school would cost. Yet there was one part of the charter proposal that even many who opposed the new school seemed to like.
So I wanted to talk just a little bit about the curriculum.
The team applying to open what would be called Green Meadows Charter School would use teaching methods inspired by a model called Waldorf Education. There's a lot that goes into that model. In most subjects, students don't use textbooks. Teachers loop or teach the same class of students for at least 3 years. There's a heavy emphasis on poetry, storytelling, even woodwork and gardening. The pitch seemed to have advocates for Bloomington's local school district conflicted.
It was awkward, yes. I felt very awkward about the whole thing.
It was awkward for Kathy Fuentes-Rohr because she has friends on both sides of the debate. She likes Green Meadows' focus on social justice and the environment.
They're marketing exactly the right thing.
But Fuentes-Rohr's kids attend district schools, and Monroe County Community School Corporation leaders fear the 200 students Green Meadows hopes to draw would mean 200 fewer students on its rolls. Potential funding loss, about $1 million. For Fuentes-Rohr, that's not only 20 teaching jobs that are at stake, that's fewer families to care about the school district.
They're going to get the engaged parents who are paying attention, who can make that effort, and then the kids whose parents are checked out or who don't really know will be still in the public school, but now with fewer resources.
I feel for them. But I do feel like the school system needs a change.
Carla Carey and her husband are so into Waldorf education, they're planning to move to Bloomington from just outside Kokomo to enroll their two kids in Green Meadows. She says the proposed charter school offers a place where her kids might fit in.
The ones that it will take from the school system will be the population that they're worried about and that they'll find a fit.
Carrie homeschools her kids now, and Green Meadows organizers expect to draw other homeschooling parents. That means the district won't necessarily lose the 200 students it currently fears. But after passing a $7.5 million a year referendum to cover a budget shortfall in 2010, district leaders worry even a relatively small loss to the charter school could upset its budget.
The $1 million is a big deal.
Sue Wanzer serves on the district school board.
Sometimes it feels like maybe that one hit isn't critical, but when you put all those hits together, it becomes harder and harder to deal with. And my fear is we're creating two different school cultures.
But for Daniel Barron, who's consulting for Green Meadows in the application process, the traditional public school system is too massive for some students and teachers to thrive.
I've been struggling with this question my whole career. Is it better to work within the system that is so hard to change, or to create a new system that can provide an exemplar of what's possible for children?
Ball State officials say they'll decide whether to grant Green Meadows charter by late fall. If they do, the school would open in 2015. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Kyle Stokes.